This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigation measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and that the entire world is affected in some form. He emphasized that all efforts must be made to safeguard citizens from its impact. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of the government should work together to ensure minimal inconvenience to citizens. He also called for proper coordination with state governments to prevent black marketing and hoarding of essential commodities. He directed the creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work in a dedicated, whole-of-government approach. Additionally, he instructed sectoral groups to operate in consultation with all stakeholders. According to a statement from the Prime Minister's office during the meeting, Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and the mitigation measures taken so far, as well as those being planned by various ministries and departments. Air India and Air India Express will operate 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, despite limited services on several routes. Both airlines will continue flights to Jeddah with a total of 10 services between India and the Saudi city. Air India will operate one return flight each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bangalore, Kozhikode and Mangaluru. Air India Express will also operate 4 flights to Muscat from Delhi and Mumbai and 4 flights to Riyadh from Bengaluru and Kozhikode. In addition, the Air India Group will run 12 non-scheduled flights to the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, subject to operational conditions. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ends this evening. Polling in these states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. Scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, with the last date for withdrawal set for the 26th. In Tamil Nadu, voting will be held on the 23rd of next month. In West Bengal, polling will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th. West Bengal's Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal has said that ECI will publish the first supplementary voter list under the SIR process this afternoon. This list will feature names of voters whose documents have been fully verified pending in the adjudication list. Election Commission sources said 27 lakhs pending voter records have been settled with about 2 lakhs names processed daily. Once the list is out and if they have any objection, then the voters can appeal both online via the ECI Net app or the Commission's website and offline at district or subdivisional offices. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy said coal gasification will play a key role in strengthening India's energy security, reducing import dependence and supporting industrial growth. Addressing the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister highlighted India's vast coal reserves of nearly 400 billion tons, placing the country among the largest globally. Mr. Reddy said coal remains central to India's energy mix, contributing about 55% of overall energy and nearly 74% of electricity generation. In Tripura, a state-level sports talent identification program began yesterday at the Tripura Sports School. Organized by the Tripura School Sports Board, the 3-day event was inaugurated by State Sports Minister Tinku Roy in the presence of MLA Meena Rani Sarkar and other officials. At the 68th Maharashtra Kesari Wrestling Tournament, Harshavardhan Sadgir won the title for the second time, defeating Mahendra Gaikwar 4-3 in a thrilling final. Sadgir received the silver mace, a cash prize of 5 lakh rupees and a Fortuner car, while Gaikwar finished runner-up for the third time. And in squash at the Indian Open, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh retained the women's singles title, defeating Egypt's Hana Muataz 3-1. In the men's singles final, Abhay Singh outclassed compatriot Veer Chotrani 3-0 in just 32 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.